My friends, this is Alvaro with Uniquely Mary, and as always, please join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our shield against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. All saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, Saint Paul tells us in this letter, and I'm just paraphrasing, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, therefore let us run the race so as to win. When he was writing to Christians that were under persecution, and they had this horrible struggles that they were going through with sin, as we all do, but more than that, with the surrounding government that was outlawing Christianity. But yet there were so many martyrs around them that were incredible witnesses to Christ. And that's what he was saying to them then. But to us, it speaks something differently. We are surrounded by all the saints that have gone before us that are an incredible witness and testimony to faithfulness and holiness in Jesus. So as you know, I've been visiting these different churches in Chicago, and one that I was really interested to visit is called St. Martha, Shrine of All Saints. So at first I wasn't sure exactly what it was. So St. Martha is a small little parish in this neighborhood in Chicago, and right next to it is what used to be a multi-purpose room and something of a gym that was converted to a shrine to All Saints. So this priest, his name is Father Dennis, he began collecting relics since he was a young boy. His first one was Father Dominic Savio, or St. Dominic Savio. So he began collecting that relic, and then more and more and more. And he describes it that he felt this kind of physical connection to the saints whenever he would have their relics. Well, over the years, and now that he's a priest, he has more than 3,000 relics in this shrine. It's the second largest collection in the United States after one in Philadelphia. So we came to visit, and actually it's officially closed due to COVID, but since he knew that we were from Texas, he decided to open it up and let us visit. And there's no way that I can show you all the different saints. I'm just showing you just a small portion. You'll see in the B-roll and all the other videos that I'm going to connect to this, you'll see kind of just a span of some of the different saints. It's truly an amazing experience, and if you can, you need to come here. It's unbelievable. But one that particularly really touched us and shook us to our knees is, you see some hair behind me, and it's a kind of strange relic. It's rolled up hair, like a curl, and that's hair from Saint Therese. I believe before she became a nun, they clipped her hair, you know, similar to when we cut a baby's hair when they're born, and some family member of hers kept it. Now, when we came in, the priest, Father Dennis, said, okay, I have so many relics here. And I was asking him, which one is your favorite? And he said, I will show you the one that's drawing the most attention to herself. And I was thinking, is it the Blessed Mother? Because he actually does have relics from the veil of the Blessed Mother and the hair of the Blessed Mother. Is it Saint Joseph? Is it Saint Francis? Is it this saint? And it was none of them. He brought me to what surprised me initially, but now makes complete sense, to Saint Therese. So she's in this little glass case, and when he lifted the case and he said, smell. And when you spill on the inside of this glass case, you get this unbelievable aroma of flowers. It was just amazing. So much so that like about 5-10 minutes later, I asked him, can I please smell it again? And it just makes you so nervous. That's just one of the experiences that we've had. We've touched our rosaries to every saint that we possibly could and just prayed in front of them. This is a treasure. And you know, what comes to mind is this. In the United States, we don't really have any major apparition sites or any crazy basilicas, you know, these things that you just find everywhere in Rome. But all the saints are here. God has brought them here for us to pray with. So you don't have to spend $1,000 to fly to Rome or France. But if you have the money, you should go. You could just for a couple hundred dollars come to Chicago to this humble building and pray with all the saints. He literally has them. From Jesus to the most recent saints, they are all here. I hope all these videos are inspiring you to come to this city and to other cities in the United States that have such beautiful Catholic traditions, but especially to this shrine, so you can feel what it feels like to pray with a relic, to feel their power surging in your soul, My friends, may all the saints be with you today and always. God bless you.